Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 27, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia, Majora's Mask, A Journey into the Masked Realm. Hello, fellow seekers of knowledge and curious minds. Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating topics from the boundless world of Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into the unique and mysterious universe of a classic video game, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. So grab your ocarinas and tune your ears for a tale that blends adventure, time, and a touch of darkness. Majora's Mask was released as the sixth game in the acclaimed Legend of Zelda series back in the year 2000. Developed and published by Nintendo, this title carries the weight of being the direct sequel to the hugely successful The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. The expectations were high, and the creative team had an ambitious vision. Now, if you haven't played it or need a refresher, the game follows the footsteps of the legendary hero Link. But this isn't just any ordinary quest. Link finds himself in a parallel world called Termina, which is under the threat of calamity. A creepy, grinning moon looms overhead, poised to crash into the land in just 3 days. Yes, just 72 hours stand between normalcy and utter destruction. Isn't it fascinating to think about a game structured around such a looming deadline? Strategies must be laid, paths explored, time manipulated. Speaking of which, time travel is a central mechanic here. Link uses his trusty ocarina to rewind, slow, or advance time, repeating those 3 days over and over. Imagine having the ability to alter time in your daily life. Would you use it for the adventure, or merely hit snooze on an endless loop of mornings? The narrative itself is beautifully woven with a sense of whimsy and dread. Unlike the purely heroic quest most Zelda games entail, Majora's Mask introduces a darker tone, touching on themes of loss, acceptance, and rebirth. Players collect masks that allow Link to transform into various creatures, each with their own unique abilities and stories. It's almost like living multiple lives at once. And who among us hasn't wondered about the different paths our lives might take? But let's pause for a moment and ponder why a game like this resonates on such a deep level. Is it because it challenges the player not only in skill, but also emotionally? In a world where we often face metaphorical doomsdays, be it deadlines, personal struggles, or societal issues, how do we manage to find courage and resilience like Link? Majora's Mask also takes a reflective look at the culture surrounding it. In many ways, it acts as a mirror to our human anxieties, confronting fears of time running out, of facing the unknown, and ultimately seeking redemption. Could this be why it holds a special place in gaming history? Always being remembered not just for its gameplay mechanics, but also for its profound impact on our psyche. It's worth mentioning how the game was received at its launch. While it didn't surpass its predecessor in commercial success, Majora's Mask garnered critical acclaim, praised for its innovative gameplay and depth of story. Over the years, it has been celebrated as one of the most artful and bold entries in the series. As we talk about this piece of gaming history, I invite you to think about the importance of nostalgia in our lives. Games like Majora's Mask remind us of the moments we spent hours playing, but also of the feelings and lessons tied to those experiences. What's your personal Majora's Mask? Something that doesn't just entertain you, but also stayed with you as a learning experience. The conversation about Majora's Mask isn't just historical, it's ongoing. In fact, the game received a remastered version for the Nintendo 3DS in 2015, which introduced refined graphics and smoother gameplay while preserving the heart of the original. Before we conclude today's journey, here's a call to action. I encourage you to explore the concept of time in your own life. Think about the masks you wear or have worn, both metaphorically and perhaps even literally. Reflect on the value of each day, on the learning experiences, and on the fleeting nature of our choices. How would you play your game of life if you only had 72 hours? Thank you for joining me on this adventure through the world of Majora's Mask. I hope it has sparked some curiosity or brought back cherished memories. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most of all, keep seeking the extraordinary in the everyday. Take care and happy travels.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. Thanks for listening. See you next time.